AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The remnants of what was once Hurricane Debby have moved into the Northeast, bringing flash floods and threatening tornadoes. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service.
Across portions of eastern Pennsylvania into upstate New York, we're looking at an additional 1 to 3 inches with locally heavier amounts expected through tonight. And this will continue to produce areas of flash and urban flooding, as well as river flooding across that area.
Vermont and New Hampshire likely to get heavy rain, too.
Across that area, we're also looking at amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches, which, of course, could cause flooding across that area as well, especially across areas of northern Vermont that have been recently impacted with heavy rainfall.
In Brazil, a plane crashed into a residential area of the city of Vinhedo in São Paulo state. The airline confirming all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals. No word yet on a cause. Footage on Globo News showed the plane drifting downward and spiraling. Russia's declared a federal-level emergency in the Kursk region following a large-scale incursion from Ukraine. Neon Kim has details.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers, and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Neon Kim.
And in Austria, authorities have announced a third arrest in connection with the foiled plot to attack 3 now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts. Disappointed fans taking to Vienna's streets to sing the pop star's songs. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street closed out a wild week pretty much where it started. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday, cutting its losses for the week to less than 0.1%. The Dow added 51 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.5%. The stock market has had a bumpy ride over the past week following some worrying indicators on the economy. A rare rate hike last week by the Bank of Japan also forced a popular global trade to unwind. Expedia soared 10% after the online travel company reported results that came in better than expected. More tests for the stock market are coming up next week with reports on inflation and retail sales. Seth Zutel, New York.
The S&P, the Dow, and the Nasdaq are all still comfortably higher for the year. At the Olympics, the U.S. men extended their medal drought in the 4x100 relay, disqualified for an illegal pass. However, Sha'Carri Richardson and the American women won gold. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.